You are listening to the New Happy Podcast. I'm Stephanie Harrison. Today, enjoy yourself. I want to start with a quote that I absolutely love from Ralph Waldo Emerson, written in Culture, Beauty, and Behavior. He writes, "There is no beautifier of complexion or form or behavior like the wish to scatter joy and not pain around us." Today, I want to talk to you about how you can find more joy in your life so that you can continue to scatter it around you everywhere. One of the secrets to happiness is that there's a lot of joy and wonder and beauty and love and all of the things that we're looking for available in the present moment. We just have to slow down and notice it to really pay attention to it. This is something known as savoring. It's a strategy where essentially you just pay deep attention to your experience. And studies show it's related to resilience, well-being, optimism, and happier relationships. To start savoring, all you need to do is to take control of your attention. Your attention is ultimately one of the most important factors for your overall happiness. What you pay attention to shapes your life and your well-being. You can think of your attention like a flashlight. You can move it around and focus it on specific items, but it can only illuminate a very narrow part of the world at once. Our brains are not very good at staying in the present moment. They also have a negativity bias where they're constantly looking for threats and problems, anticipating what can go wrong, and ruminating on the past. This is why we need to take control of our flashlights. Here's a little exercise you can use. Pause whatever you're doing. Notice what your flashlight, your attention, is focused on in the moment. Then consciously move your flashlight to something around you that is positive, beautiful, or good. Keep your flashlight there for at least 10 to 20 seconds. Allow yourself to really appreciate it. Acknowledge how good it feels and soak it in. You can also play around with ways of doing this, using your senses, closing your eyes, trying to take a mental picture, imagine revisiting that moment in the future, picturing the feeling coming into your body, whatever helps you to enjoy the moment. The question that this helps us answer is, what joy is available right here and now? Thank you for listening. For more, visit thenewhappy.com. We'll see you next week.